Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply.
Hey friends, this is DJ Daniel. The following episode contains spoilers for the show Obi-Wan. If you would like to avoid these spoilers, they begin 5 minutes and 15 seconds after I am done speaking. The spoiler conversation ends at 15 minutes when the theme song kicks in. A special note, these timings do not include the ads placed at the beginning of the episodes. Those are placed by region and therefore I do not know how long they may be. So, to keep it simple, 5 minutes and 15 seconds after I am done speaking is when the spoilers begin, and 15 minutes after I am done speaking is when the theme song begins. If you want to hear the conversation, spoilers and all, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Wait, so how do we talk about this without any spoilers?
Okay, so you got to be in Star Wars. That's really exciting. You did Obi-Wan.
Okay, I got to be in an episode of Obi-Wan.
You get to talk about, let's talk about seeing your name in the start with the Star Wars background.
It was very exciting. It was very exciting. And I'm not in person as myself. I can say I'm a creature. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. That's not really a spoiler. And we can talk about how that was really cool because the way the creature's designed, it was a puppet with a person inside and then two puppeteers using, it had like 70 servos in its head. And there's two different puppeteers using like RC remotes that are moving all the features of the 70 servos in its face.
Servos are gears that operate the puppet.
Yeah, they're like little motors. And the different
tentacles,
the tentacles and the eyebrows, and you know, and then the way it's rigged is that I wear this headpiece. I posted it on in my Instagram if you're curious what it looks like. And when I talk, the jaw moves. And so that was what was so cool about getting to do it. It wasn't, you know, I would have flipped out if it was just a voiceover assignment. But I got to be on set.
Yeah, you had the character had your mannerisms in your face, even though it looked nothing like you.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? But it still felt like you. You know what I mean? And that's what makes that so cool. You know,
because
it's like you're acting with somebody else's face, kind of, but your face still shines through it. You know what I mean? And because your voice is different. Like, there's so many things that were really spectacular about this for me. One, your voice is different, but you're still telling the story so well. You play us a pro-Empire character.
But that's a bit of a spoiler, isn't it, Joelle?
Not really.
We're dancing on the line of it. I wanted to,
not really.
So we got a lot of tweets asking how does Donald feel. People were really worried about the friendship.
That's weird. Well, I saw that on my Instagram too because I don't read Twitter anymore. But Donald, all our fans, because they know this is your fantasy. I saw the funniest version of it was someone wrote, "Did you and Donald accidentally mix up your whiteboards?"
I hope I'm directing something real good real soon.
I do want to say that Donald and he can make jokes about hating it, but he has been. I was nervous to tell him that I got the part, but of course. But he, as every good best friend should be, was nothing ever more than, holy shit, I'm so excited for you.
Oh, I cried for like a day. Don't get it twisted.
All right, see, I was wrong.
I cried for a day, but then my fucking, once my ego let it go, I was like, dude, Zach has an opportunity to do something that's so fucking cool. And
all right, well, thank you.
Know,
you. I'm and sorry. You know,
let
I'm
me
sorry.
Finish, dude. Let me finish. And you know he's gonna freaking kill it. And
freaking kill it.
He's gonna freaking kill it. You know. And dude, you were amazing, man. It was refreshing to see. Not only for that, but you brought my kids back to Star Wars also. My kids, you know, they adore you and they love you tremendously. And I shoved Star Wars down their throats so hard that they were turned off by it to the point where they won't watch Marvel. If you could be in a Marvel movie next, that would be great, first of all. Because they don't like it. Thank you. They don't like Star Wars anymore. Or they didn't like Star Wars anymore. And they won't watch Marvel because I obsess over it too much, right? And so so Cheaper by the Dozen came out and my kids went to the premiere and you are now like an A-lister in our house. You're not, you know, you are like freaking to, you know, how Denzel and Harrison Ford was to me. You're right. That to my children right now. And so I've seen Cheaper by the Dozen quite a few times, and you are the king of sauce. I get, you know what I mean? I get all of that, right? And so Star Wars comes out, and I haven't told anybody about this at all. Obi-Wan comes out.
I haven't told anyone either because I'm so afraid of, you know, obviously on the podcast, these guys knew forever. And we were being a little bit cheeky about saying, Obi-Wan looks really good. But we would have said that anyway because Donald didn't.
You know, I'm a freak about it. And you know, Joelle's a freak about it too.
And so we had to keep it under wraps because, you know, it was supposed to be a surprise, top secret thing.
But we've known about it since before
since
you shot it.
I was doing it actually simultaneously with Cheaper by the Dozen. We're going to talk about it a little bit more in depth. So if you don't want to know anything about Obi-Wan, if you haven't watched any of it, I guess skip ahead.
Before you go on, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. So,
that's so fucking cool. I'm sorry, dude. That's the coolest shit ever. When you're done with this, let me finish my story too. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I interrupted your story. But anyway, like The Mandalorian, a lot of this stuff is shot on this thing called the volume, which is the state of the art stage where it's not green screen. It's live projected, you know, 4K resolution. And so when you're in this thing called the volume, it's all really there. All that stuff with in that wacky market where Leia escapes and it's, you know, in the it's sort of futuristic marketplace where they have the chase scene in episode 2. That's like a small, only a few set pieces. Everything you're seeing is a volume screen.
Wow.
So it's just an insane technology.
Even her jumping on across the roof and all of that stuff?
No, I'm saying anything like they're interacting with is a set piece, like a roof would be a set piece. Wow. But like anything beyond it, like where a green screen would be, is projected live. So when you're in the volume, I've never been, but Deborah said you got to come check it out. It's the most insane thing you've ever seen. Because what's crazy is it's happening. It's live. Like you're just standing there looking at it, and she could be like, "Oh, those two extras deep in the background. Can you delete them?" And the guy at the computer is like, "Doo doo doo," and then they're gone.
What?
And it's like, you know, we should probably add like a spaceship landing on that building, and like, doo 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 doo. All of a sudden, there's a spaceship landing on that building, and you're
fuck
watching.
Fuck you, dude! That's so cool.
It's so cool, and I believe Mandalorian was the first big show to develop this, but now it's becoming a new, if you can afford it, the new way to do futuristic, well, any sort of
anything really,
anything with a budget,
epic.
Anything with a budget that can afford it. But anyway, so the point is that my scenes though. Were
it helps
all
with lighting and everything, dude.
My scenes were actually shot out in the desert on this ranch desert thing. About
you actually had the most practical part in the
right,
the
and it was so hot. I felt so bad for the gentleman in the suit because it was really hot, and they had like things going inside the suit to help him be cool, like cool air being pumped in. But it looked so, everything you're seeing on my scenes were shot on location. And I remember turning to Deborah, and there's just that expansive, incredible view. And I go, you know, people are going to think this is fake, right? People are going to think this is the volume. She's like, I know, we spend all this time and money and effort bringing this enormous crew out here, and they're going to think it's fake because it looked so beautiful.
Wow.
But it was just so cool, and I had to be so top secret about it. But they wouldn't even let me take my sides home. Like, sides are the things an actor gets on the day. They're like a small script of just what you're saying that day. And like, never in my life has a PA come up to me and like, hey, we have to take those. I was like, I can't even have these as a souvenir. She was like, no.
You know, that's the crazy thing though. When would you ever take sides home as a souvenir?
No, of course not. You know what I mean? Of course not.
That shit goes in the trash when you're done anyway after days of work. Yo, man, it's really interesting, man. Like I was saying, my kids now are back on Star Wars because Cheaper by the Dozen is such a huge success in my household. All I had to say was, Uncle Zach's in Star Wars this morning.
That is a good sentence, though, to say to my godchildren.
Right? And they go, he is? And my son then goes, because I forced them to watch episode one, and they were like, oh, God.
That's your nightmare.
Dad.
At least you got him on basketball, dude. At least you got that.
No doubt. He's totally playing basketball. And so he goes to me, after he hears that, he goes, maybe I should watch episode two first.
Oh, good.
And I was like, a word? And
he's like,
yeah. And I was like, all right, let's put on episode two. Now, I could watch this shit all day. It's me. You know what I mean? I could watch the great. I could watch the bad. I could watch the so-so. It doesn't matter to me. It's Star Wars. I'm in, right? He sits down and he starts watching. Now he's laughing through the shit too. You know what I mean? So now he's getting the jokes that, I don't want to spoil anything.
You can. We're still in the spoiler mode. You can talk.
Are we still in the spoiler mode?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So he's laughing at the shit that Leia's saying. So now I'm like, wow, this little girl's really making. So now the impact after watching it the second time that this little girl has on my son is like, oh, snap. She works perfectly for this. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so now every speech she has, I'm listening to what she's saying instead of listening to what, you know, Obi-Wan and what everybody else is saying. And so that scene where he talks about how, you know, you remind me of someone, it hits home all of a sudden. Now it's like, oh, it's gut-wrenching. You know what I mean? It's right. Anyway, so.
Anyway, I want to say that.
Hold on, let me finish.
Sorry, I didn't know you're still going.
Okay, so let me finish. So we get through that episode and we watch the next episode, which has you in it, and he's freaking over. Well, actually, he goes away. I put on the next episode. I say, this is the part Uncle Zach's in. He comes running in. They sit down and watch the rest of the episode from that moment on, right?
Oh, cool.
Right? And so then anyway, so this morning I'm sleeping. He comes down. He wakes up early every morning. I walk into, we call it the cool room. It's the room where we have the video games, where we have the arcade. It's like the arcade, right? It started off as the kids' room, and he named it the cool room as a kid. Aww. So I walk into the room, and he's in there watching Obi-Wan Kenobi, and it's your part. And he goes, this is one of my favorite shows, Dad. And I'm like, yes!
I brought them back.
Fuck yes!
I brought them back.
That's amazing.
ZB! You came through.
All I want now, I'm just praying for an action figure. That's all I want. Or a Lego set.
Well, you have the opportunity to come back.
You think
back
Freck's going to get a figure? I'm not dead, so I could come back.
And that was a freaking awesome scene, too.
If you're listening to this, please write in. You guys better bring back Freck. He was amazing. Anyway, I got to thank Deborah Chow. And Joelle is wearing a Directed by Deborah Chow t-shirt, which is very cute. It's just incredible the amount of pressure that was on her shoulder. She directed every single one of these episodes.
She should get a movie, man. She should get a movie.
Oh, I'm sure she'll get.
They should do an I mean, I don't know how this ends, so I don't want to, you know, if this is it, if this is a limited series, I don't want to. But this would be a dope movie also.
All I can say is, you know, most of these shows, as you know, several directors do them, and she did them all. And she's just amazing. The amount of pressure on this woman's shoulders, and she was always cool and always calm. And, you know, she's just
the number one stream show ever in Disney Plus history.
Yeah.
Wow. Ever.
Oh my God. And she had all the pressure of the fans' desires and the studio's desires and Ewan's desires and everyone, all that on her shoulders, and doing every single episode. So she's a pretty incredible person and filmmaker, and I want to give her a shout out. All right, should we end the spoiler section?
Before we end the spoiler section, there is one thing that we have to talk about. We can't talk about the positive without talking about the little bit of negative. First of all of these people out there that are bullying or talking shit about young Moses, you can eat a capital D-I-C-K for your racist comments, yep. Dude. It's one thing to not like a performance, but to go in on her because of the color of her skin is some bullshit, dude. And or whatever the fuck you identify as, you can eat and you can... That's
horrible. I mean, didn't this also happen to the Asian woman who was the star of
Kelly Marie Tran?
A horrible aspect of the fan base of some of the fan base, obviously, that happens. It's really disheartening.
Yeah.
But it makes it, I mean, come on, this is supposed to be somebody's big break, and your idea of fandom is unnecessary and not wanted and not needed. So please keep that to yourself. If ever you feel like the way I'm going to express how I feel about somebody's performance is to go directly at their heart and feelings or at their race, you are not a fan. You are a fucking piece of shit. That's how I go at people like that. There it is. No,
good.
You're here.
Wu-Tang forever.
I think we should. That's the end of the spoiler section, Daniel. You'll figure out the time there. And let's get into the show. Donald, count us in.
5, 6, 7, 8. Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's a story.
Well, the first thing we have to say is Judy Reyes, Judy Reyes, Judy Reyes in this episode.
Oh, dude. Holy shit. She had me crying.
I just think that Judy Reyes, this should just, her reel of acting should just be this scene.
Yes.
She's just so talented, and I'm excited. It will have already happened when you hear this, but we are all going down to Austin. And we're all going to reunite. And I'm so excited, Donald, to have fun with you. Bill is coming. Donald and I and Sarah were planning on going down a night early just to have some fun together. And Bill just texted me that he's going to join us a day early.
I love it.
And then the whole cast, all the leads except for Ken, understandably, are going down to do this panel, and we're all going to have dinner Saturday night together, which is, I mean, we haven't had dinner together probably, I mean, ever, except,
no,
you know.
No, well, yeah, remember after we lost.
Well, a few times, you know. I'm
every time we lost an award show, we would go to dinner right after we lost. I remember that was the one thing that I was like, I appreciate Bill for this so much. We'd lose, and he'd be like, y'all ready to go? Yep. We'd be like, yep.
Yep. He's like, we're not sitting here. Let's get out of here. Well, I couldn't help but think that Judy should have been nominated for her performance in this episode.
Absolutely.
She's just so heartbreaking at the end. But we'll get there. So Laverne, if you recall, this is a to be continued episode. This is, what's the name of it, Joelle, this episode?
My Long Goodbye.
My Long Goodbye. And written by Dave Tennant and directed by Victor Nelly Jr. Laverne is in a coma from her car accident, and everybody
go ahead.
I'm just saying to say everybody is dealing with the grief of it in their own different way.
Right. Elliot's fucking like crazy, dude.
Elliot just decided to fuck like crazy.
Yeah, that's her go-to.
And we know that she's doing it by the number of scratches on Keith's back.
Right. And she gets to the cross mark.
She's
like comes five.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It was like one.
What do they
two,
call that
three,
when
four.
You're doing the
hashtag? Or no,
it's a cross mark, I thought, right? No?
What do they call that thing when you do 1, 2, 3, 4 and then you put a hash to the five?
Oh,
tally marks?
Yeah, tally markers.
Hash? I keep wanting to say hash, but not hashtag.
Why? Tally marks comes up in Google as accurate.
Oh, hashtag does?
Tally marks.
Tally marks. Okay, there you go.
Okay, so we put the tally
mark. She's had sex with him five times, so she puts the fifth tally mark on, but then wants to go again. Remember the penis doctors, Dr. Penis, he told us that's called a refractory period, how quickly the man can go again. Keith has a very low refractory period.
Yes, it is one would say lightning quick.
Yeah, I would say it's seconds because she says, let's go again. And Keith's ready.
And he goes, yes! I do not have that. It's quick, but it's not that quick.
Well, you're also 48.
When I was young, it wasn't that quick either.
Yeah, when I was young, my refractory period wasn't that quick either. I think only in the movies and TV it's that quick.
Right. Especially on the
But I don't know. There's probably someone listening who's like, no, my refractory period is like 5 seconds, man.
And that person has a lot of kids.
Yeah.
That person has a lot of kids.
So JD and Turk have decided to do something they've always wanted to do, which is mailbox baseball at Kelso's house.
Yes. And Kelso has reinforced his mailbox with titanium because Enid, what did she do?
She hit it with the RV too many times. But
too many
why
times.
Is Enid driving? I don't think Enid.
I thought she had dementia.
She has dementia. Sorry. I'm not laughing at dementia. I'm laughing at the fact that Enid with dementia is driving the RV. I don't think she should be.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
But anyway, you get kicked off. Now, your stuntman, I went back and froze frame. Doesn't look anything like you.
Oh, that's too bad.
Now, of course, when you're watching something in normal speed, you would never notice this.
Well,
but I was curious enough.
Hey,
by the way, the fellow, whoever he is, I'm sorry, I don't have your name. He did take a very nice fall off a scooter. But I saw that it was clearly not you.
Well, you know, there's the most infamous not the person stuntman. From Beverly Hills Cop, when Eddie Murphy throws the guy over the table, the stuntman looks like Richard Pryor. And at least the dude had a bald head in this one.
Yeah. And he had a mustache. I don't know if it was fake or not.
Wait, in Beverly Hills Cop?
No, in this one.
Oh, no. They really did the Beverly Hills Cop maneuver.
What, just put a mustache on the guy?
No. Did I have a mustache? I didn't have a mustache at this point.
In this episode, you have a mustache.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
I only knew because I went back and looked at it, and I was like, the guy looks nothing like him, but I froze frame it, and it was like, well, at least they put the mustache on him.
Wow. Do you remember me rocking a mustache all the time?
I just remember that sometimes you would and sometimes you wouldn't. And when we needed to highlight the mole, we would take it off.
We'd shave the mustache, right? We'd
shave the mustache. I thought that was Lonnie playing the guy who gets bad news, didn't you?
I did.
But then I realized it was a Lonnie lookalike.
Yes.
Because Bill was pretty good about not repeating characters ever. I think there's like a handful of examples, maybe. But I was like, why is Lonnie getting the bad news from the bad news robot? Now, the bad news robot is pretty funny. It's made of a garbage can?
I don't know what it's made of, but that's a freaking very funny soap opera fantasy of that with the robot.
Yeah.
The kid...
Wait, don't get it. No, okay. First it starts with the garbage. First of all, it's the bad news robot. It comes in, and it's a garbage can with like a scooter handlebar. Johnny O must have made this thing.
And it comes in.
To give bad news.
To give bad news. And it gives the kid the news that he has cancer.
And then it dies.
Says, no, wait. And then it says, press the button for a pep talk or press the button if you give up.
Yeah.
And the kid presses the button for the pep talk.
Yeah.
And the robot goes, you have pressed the button for a pep talk. You are going, you are strong. You are.
And then he starts smoking because it breaks him. And then right. the robot dies. And then we cut to.
The robot's now in the bed.
Right.
And
I have to give his robot kids two little smaller robots. I have
the to bad news.
The bad news. And then one takes out a laser.
And blasts you.
And shoots me. Blasts
and you
me.
Disintegrate.
Yeah. And then the other
and
one
then
comes
the other and, one comes through and back and you. Me.
That was very funny.
That was, that was very funny.
Very stoner, very stonery, hilarious.
Yeah. Jordan and Cox are having the baby, but they don't want anyone to know about it.
She didn't even tell him.
Right.
I like that he puts on a Rutgers t-shirt to represent Jersey.
I got
I don't know
into
if
Rutgers,
Johnny
too.
Has a connection to Rutgers, but
I did. I got into Rutgers. I don't know. No, he went to NYU.
Yeah.
And I think he went to Syracuse too. I'm not sure.
I don't know. But all I
got
is...
into Rutgers. I remember, dude, I remember getting into Rutgers and just the only college that I got into. And I only got in because my mom went to Rutgers. This is such a bad story. But my mom went to Rutgers and her college professor, her drama professor was Avery Brooks, right? And so anyway. I go out for Rutgers. My grades in high school are shit. I didn't go to high school. I was a horrible. I mean,
you were in Fame. You were in the Fame high school.
I cut a lot, and I have a lot of teachers there that helped push me through, and I appreciate you all. But in all honesty, I wasn't a good student, and so my mom's dream was for me to go to Rutgers. I went and I did the audition, and I got in, and I remember. My guidance counselor's face, Mr. Knapp, when I told him, oh, I'm not going to go to college. My dream is to go to L.A. and make it as an actor. And I remember his face when I said that shit. He was like, oh, Donald, don't you? Oh, man. Like, and I was like, nah. He was like, my guidance counselor, who was also my history teacher, couldn't believe that I got into college also. So when I saw Johnny C. with that Rutgers shirt on, I was like, holy shit. This is full circle, man. I remember this moment. I remember the moment. When I told him and my mom that nah, that shit ain't happening.
We gotta ask Johnny when we see him why he decided to give Rutgers a shout out. He must have some connection to it.
There has to be a connection.
Jersey pride, Rutgers represent. My dad taught law at Rutgers, and he was very loyal to their football team. He would actually go to the games, even though I don't even know if Rutgers was any good ever.
Oh gosh, yeah,
they were
absolutely. At one point, they. Won an into or were in the NCAA game.
Oh, okay. Here's me shutting championship. Up. See, that just shows you how little I know.
Right. I think they played for.
My stepfather was a professor there too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
By the way, did you notice that it's a small little Easter egg, but when Kelso comes out of his house after you on the ground, he's holding a Plomox mug, which is the
Plomox goes from all the way back to Heather Locklear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the little Easter egg that he's still rocking a Plomox mug.
Right on.
Cox and Jordan don't want anyone to know about that they're having the C-section, and they've asked JD for a favor, but he's so worked up in his head about trying to be the godfather and the fact that he's going to be the only one who knows the secret that he doesn't hear what Cox's one request is. And so he misses it, but he's like, should I ask again? No. And then he'll think he can't trust you. So he has a plan to.
Well, he was still looking at Cox while he's daydreaming. He just wasn't listening.
Right.
So he goes, he has a plan to go to some doctor.
An audiologist, I guess.
Yeah, who can read the lips.
He recreates.
And he tries to recreate
what he remembers.
Cox is doing.
Yeah,
I do a
Cox impression, and then I try and recreate, which is bizarre that JD has such a memory that he can remember what Cox's lips were doing. And then the audiologist says, yes, he wants you to go buy some more film for his camera.
And that makes perfect sense because there's a baby on the way. So
right.
JD
believes that and goes to get. And so for you kids out there, you used to put film in a camera. Now, a camera used to be separate from your iPhone.
Okay, it used to be a whole nother apparatus, actually. So Elliot's the first person to go say goodbye to Laverne. She, just in case something bad happens before the CAT scan comes back, Elliot's the first person to go in. And she, you know, it's a wonderful job. Everybody who went into the room to say goodbye to Nurse Roberts does such a wonderful job.
Yeah, including you. You were very good in your scene.
Thank you very much. But when Elliot goes...
This is what Laverne taught her?
Yeah, this is Laverne. I want to thank you for all the things that you taught me. Like when white people come out of the rain, they smell like wet dog. And then... Elliot gets caught up in that.
Yeah, she's moved by it. Elliot's moved by that.
And she goes, they do.
She goes,
they really do.
Or did she say we do?
And then she says they or we. And then there's another moment and she goes, we really do.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a very funny moment. I laughed very hard. But also we learned that when Carl is being followed around by this ghost, that also Cox is followed around by a ghost as well. He's followed around by the ghost of Nicole Sullivan's character.
Yes, and I read on Scrubs Wiki that it was originally supposed to be Brendan Fraser, but he was unavailable, and so they asked Nicole Sullivan.
Oh, wow. A
little Scrubs Wiki trivia there for you.
I think that's rumor. They don't know. How do they know?
Sometimes Scrubs Wiki, I think, gets stuff off the DVD commentaries that we did. So that might have been something Bill said in the DVD commentary or something. Todd says, if doing you right now could help.
That's the best one when the trio is in there. When that trio is in there. That is the best one.
Todd's sweet words of
do you want to know what he says?
Of pep talk is if
he goes, you know, he goes, you were the woman I'd never do because you're a big girl. But if doing you right now would save your life,
I would.
Is that what he say? I would.
Doing you right now could help.
Right. I would. I would.
Like so sincere. I would.
So we also learned the janitor was the lifeguard at Laverne's pool party.
Pool party, yeah.
Even though he's not a strong swimmer.
Right. And which he somehow made abundantly clear.
Yes. And then he says something that really is twisted. If you see your dog up there, please tell him I'm sorry. Which means that Laverne's dog was killed at one of her above ground pool parties.
No, in the pool when the janitor was supposed to be a lifeguard.
Yes, but he couldn't save the dog.
But he couldn't save the dog because he couldn't swim. I'm sorry.
Oh man. Okay.
That's morbid. Anyway.
So then the janitor reveals that he converted to the Norse religion.
Right. Because he thinks that Laverne's going to Valhalla.
Yes. I don't know.
We've got to go back also.
What?
Carla is in such denial, but she also reveals that there was a Mr. Wang in the hospital who went into a coma in 1984 and just woke up.
Yeah.
But when he woke up, he's moonwalking in a Michael Jackson outfit.
With the Rubik's Cube in his hand.
And says, where's the beef?
I love that he had all that in his room for so many years. Yeah.
For that long.
He's moonwalking in was it the Michael Jackson? Yeah. He's moonwalking in the red Michael Jackson outfit. Yeah,
From Thriller.
From Thriller.
It's either Thriller or
It was Thriller. It was Thriller, I think.
Because Billie Jean is black.
And then he's got the Rubik's Cube, and then he says, where's the beef? For those of you who are too young, that was a famous Wendy's commercial.
Yeah.
Where this old woman would open up her burger bun.
From various fast food places.
And she became famous all around. It was like a very, very famous, very famous campaign. And the burger meat was too small. And she'd go, where's the beef?
Where's the beef? I do remember that.
The woman was like 900 years old.
I had one of those t-shirts. You didn't have a where's the beef t-shirt when you were younger?
You had a where's the beef t-shirt?
Absolutely. I had Simpsons. I had a collection of Simpsons t-shirts, and I had never watched The Simpsons, but Bart Simpson was so popular that fucking I had his face plastered.
So you were a poser.
Dude, I said this many a times in high school. Dude, I walked around dressed as Belle Biv DeVoe. I had hammer pants on. I was
But no, but you at least loved those things. You're saying you wore a Bart Simpson t-shirt and didn't watch The Simpsons.
Oh, no. I love Bart Simpson, but I didn't watch The Simpsons because I didn't watch The Simpsons. I love Bart Simpson because when you would go to the movies and they would have those little shorts before the movies and it would be The Simpson cartoon. And that's how I knew who they were.
I remember it starting on the Tracy Ullman show.
Tracy Ullman show as well, yeah. But if you went to the movies, like a couple of movies I went to, there was like one where the Simpsons go to a therapist and they're all sitting on a therapist chair. And by the end of it, Homer's choking the shit out of Bart. But anyway, I had my favorite shirt was one where Bart's a Rasta man and he's holding a blunt.
Oh, I see. That would make you look cool with your friends.
This is in high school too. So I got a lot of yearbook pictures with me wearing that shirt.
Really? Only in a Manhattan school could you only take your yearbook picture.
Only at the professional children's school was that possible.
At the professional children's school in Manhattan can you take your class picture with Bart as a Rasta man with a joint in his
It wasn't a class picture. It was like me on a freaking, it was like a field day and where the whole school was on a field, you know, it was like in Central Park.
Let's digress for a moment. How did you feel about the Miami Heat Celtics game?
I know how you felt. You felt it was over after the first 5 minutes. I was trying to
convince Donald I was watching. So I watched the first 5 minutes where they were up by like 10, and I go, it's over. I go, I can't watch anymore. It's over. It's over. The lead's too big.
Not in the first.
There's
quarter.
Not enough. There's no. It was Joel. It was literally like first 2 minutes of the game.
Stop it.
Dude, that game was. It's such a good game until the last. Listen, I'm going to say one thing, and I'll probably get heat for it.
No pun intended.
Right. But he, my dude, but he is my favorite player in the NBA. But the decision he made at the end of the game to pull that three. I'm sure he's tired. And I know Al Horford is a beast of a defender, but he had Al Horford backing up on his heels. And Jimmy Butler decided to pull almost from the logo a three. And
you disagree with the decision.
I don't think that was the right decision. I thought he should have put it in Al Horford's chest and tried to get the and one at least.
Daniel, do you did you watch the game? Do you agree with Donald's assessment?
I mean, I definitely agree with Donald's assessment. I did not watch the game. I watched the highlights. I'm a big Jimmy Butts fan. Love Jimmy Buckets, but it's like the Michael Jordan quote. You're past the ball to make that shot like 40 times. You'll miss it 30 times, but it's not going to stop you from trying.
Right. He missed it on the biggest stage to go to the finals, though. They would have went to the finals. Yeah, they would have went. If he made it, they go to the finals.
Yeah.
And it's a wrap, and he's freaking,
and
oh, my God.
And that's SportsCenter top 10 for the year.
Oh, my, for the year? It's freaking Kawhi Leonard when he did it to Joel Embiid and Jimmy Buckets.
With the bounce?
With the bounce. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Totally.
All right, I'm going to pull us back. This went beyond.
Anyway, you asked. You asked.
No,
you
asked. I wanted for those sports lovers out there who listen. I wanted to give you your little moment to talk about it. I tried. I want you to know I tried. I gave it a solid. When the score.
Other
was,
than that, I'm happy for the Celtics.
When
though,
the
man.
Celtics were had 17 points. And
I don't think it ever got that big.
Or 10 points up, whatever. I was like, it's over, Donald. But I was having fun with all my friends being like, "This is, I need this. This is a big one." So stupid. All right, back.
We should take a break.
Let's take a break. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some more talk about the TV show Scrubs.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit jlab.com to find your kind of tech.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
And we're back!
We're back! Wu-Tang Forever. Wu-Tang Forever.
What you trying to get into a day soon? What you trying to do?
Hey, speaking of what you're trying to get into, make sure you pace tomorrow because I don't want you woozy. I can picture you getting on the plane.
Oh, you don't know, bro?
What?
You don't know. You ain't heard.
What?
I'm using this trip to get off the marijuana.
Okay, good. But you're still, I imagine, going to have a mimosa or something on the plane.
Yeah, but I can't drink like I used to be able to drink. Like that.
I know, that's why
window,
I'm
man.
Telling you to pace, because
you don't need to tell me to pace. I'm a grown-ass man. I know
I just don't want
my
you
limit.
Woozy. You're going to get not, woozy.
That's not fun for me, is my point. Okay. I don't like the feeling of the room spinning. I don't like the feeling of I'm about to throw up. So I'll have a drink, and if that shit's too sweet, I'm not going to finish it.
You honor me.
Listen, I want to make sure that you don't mimosa out too much on the plane.
Yeah, I hope they die, and I hope they burn in hell.
What's that? Airplane?
No, Sam Jackson.
Oh, the snakes?
No.
Do you remember an airplane when they cut to the counterpoint segment and the guy's like, they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I say, let them crash. All right. As long as you promise not to get woozy, because I got a nice dinner reservation for us.
Where are we eating at? Is it me, you, Sarah, and Bill?
It's me, you, Sarah, and Bill, and Ryan, our friend Ryan.
And you, right. Okay.
I'm
excited.
We're going to have fun. Just don't get too woozy. I can't believe Sarah's coming. She never does anything spontaneous. Mm. No, sure. No disrespect to Sarah, but she's
sure
not
she's,
Captain.
I'm sure she's sick of being in Canada.
Well, all I got
to
tell is,
come back to
I guarantee you, we've told you on the podcast that there's always a story with Sarah. And I know that she's going to show up and be like, you guys are not going to believe what happened.
So
my
Canadian citizenship is no longer.
Yeah.
I am now officially an American.
I got to the airport. They had revoked my Canadian citizenship. My passport, I didn't know it was expired. There's going to be some, you will never not see Sarah with like, you're not going to believe what happened today. It won't even be yesterday. It'll be like today.
So
then,
the plane lands.
Then
right?
They're about to accept my passport and it falls through a grate in the floor.
It's all but sometimes it gets really actiony adventury too, man. Like one time it was a car was barreling down a hill towards a picnic where Sarah and the kids were eating.
It was her car. She didn't put the brake on.
Right. She didn't put the brake on. Oh, and God. So was it her sister's husband or was it?
I don't know. But
anyway,
time
somebody
in the
jumps in the car and, you know, the car's parked. So the wheel is hard to turn now and rips the wheel. And the car spins out and barely misses them.
Yeah.
There was never
a dull moment.
This is a story at lunch.
On our next segment, on our next episode, we'll tell you what Sarah's, assuming we're allowed to, we'll tell you what Sarah's drama for the day was when we see her.
Yeah.
And she's always out of breath for some reason when she tells it. No. And then listen.
No. I'm so excited to see her. I can't wait.
I know.
I can't wait.
We're going to have fun. All right, back to the show. So we learned that Kelso and Laverne had sex.
A bit.
He goes to kiss her, which feels inappropriate. But then Laverne's ghost tells Carla, like, I don't mind. We once did it. It's before
he loves
I was
him
with
some, right, before I was with Mr.
Roberts.
Roberts. Let me tell you something. That man loves him some brown sugar.
Yeah, but Laverne remembered it fondly. It seemed like, you know, the audience is a little bit like creeped out at first. Like, why is Kelso kissing her? And then you cut to Laverne's ghost revealing like it wasn't as if to imply like it was.
We had a good run.
Yeah, we had a good bang. We had some good sessions.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I couldn't get past the racism. Right, and the misogyny.
So then JD frantically realizes that when Cox says, did you do what I said, that the lip reading was very off, and it was, will you go pick up my son?
Yes.
So he frantically texts Lloyd.
Wow, the fact that Lloyd's his
go-to. Why did he choose Lloyd, of all people?
The fact that Lloyd's his go-to. I mean, I you know, ever since Lloyd's reliable.
Well,
he's reliable on his for the with the job, and he's reliable with the kid, it turns out too.
I know, but he yeah, well, he comes through.
Yeah.
And we cut to Lloyd cranking speed metal. Is that what it's called, Daniel? Speed metal?
That is a form of metal. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I have to go back to it again.
When they're like, oh, rah, rah,
rah, rah, rah. Yeah, what's that called? I can't think of a kind of music I like less.
What the fuck is that?
I can't think of no disrespect to all the wonderful artists who create it. It's just, you know, it's each their own. I'm sure you don't like slow, sad singer-songwriter music, but I just don't understand. Daniel, do you listen to any of that?
At one point, there's somebody that always does this in that song.
Yeah, get a good pig squeal going.
What's that called, Daniel?
What's that kind of music called?
I mean, it's metal. There's also
no. That's not metal. It's some type of metal.
There's
like guar. Is that guar?
I'm trying to skip to the point in the episode so I can hear it again because I'm having trouble remembering exactly what the actual music part sounded like. But
just cut to Lloyd. The kid loves it. The kid is jamming out.
What kid would not love that?
No, but really, I think some kids. Anyway, what's cute in the episode is that Cox's kid is jamming out to it. He loves it.
Kids love noise because they make so much of it. So I love this song. My kids love this song even more than I do now. And we don't play the dirty version, but Kendrick Lamar's Be Humble.
Oh yeah, great song.
They want that song so loud because that bass kick in that shit is so hard. I'm telling you, kids love that. That whatever that is, they love that. And speed metal has that hardcore. Boom, 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 boom.
I just don't know, and I'm sure some of our listeners know. I feel like there's probably a more specific term than speed metal for.
With the drum behind it, and then it goes into the.
Yeah, can you imagine coming home from work? Can you imagine coming home from work and be like, honey, put on that speed metal track I love?
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas. Only at Tecovas.com.
What is it, Daniel? Did you hear it?
I think it's speed metal.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, right. Nice.
There you go.
Good call.
All right. Well, we reference it in the show, so we can't take credit for that. Then we learn that Laverne from the chart and the CT scan is officially brain dead. And when Cox says, "Bye, Laverne," I'm getting goosebumps on my thighs as I say it, because it was a very powerful moment. And then I have the flashback to the pilot which was a really beautiful thing that Bill did, cutting to the very first episode when she's like, "Will you just pronounce them so I can go home?"
And that's then the only scene she has in the pilot too, isn't it? Is that?
No, I think she's got another one.
Okay.
Maybe, but you remember when we had Aloma on, she said mm-hmm. she just thought she didn't know she was going to come back.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I know. You're right. You know what? Because didn't Aloma say she had two lines, and then when the episode aired, she had one or something? Will you just pronounce them so I can go home? And then JD so cheesily goes, "You can finally go home."
And she said that. She says that too.
And she says, "That's so cheesy."
If you had to choose out of the whole show what your favorite joke was in the show, what would it be? I have two.
Well, my mom had a uterus. I lived in it. I think I improv that, and I thought that was pretty funny.
That was
very JD and very random.
I take it back. I have three jokes that I thought was funny. I thought, because of my geekdom, "Are you on call tonight, or are you going to fight Superman? Because you look like Lex Luthor," was one of the funniest jokes. And it's so fast, and nobody picks up on it.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, just to, I read on Scrubs Wiki that if you recall, Johnny C was bald-headed in the previous episode, or was it the last one or one before? And it was just random.
Like before last.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, and it was never explained because they changed the order. So this was the episode where he shaved his head.
Well, this was the episode where Johnny showed up with a shaved head.
No, like, in the very top of this episode, he shaves his head. He goes, "Yeah, well, there must have been a reason behind it." I feel like, I wonder why, I don't think Bill would have written that in. Johnny C maybe had
that's what I'm trying to say. Johnny came in with a shaved head.
Oh.
And that's how that happened, and that's where this all comes from.
Oh, was it from a role, or did he just decide to shave his head?
I don't know. That's a Johnny question.
But, yeah, I remember they had to figure out a way to write it in. But anyway, it's explained in this episode.
So that was one of my favorite ones.
Yes, go ahead.
My other favorite one is when all you guys are in the room and you're doing the shadow puppets.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Holy shit.
We recreate Pearl Harbor.
Pretty
impressively.
Very impressively. With planes crashing and fucking Ted.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
It brings in the alligator.
It has to bring in the alligator.
Yeah. And I go, "Ted, there were no alligators at Pearl Harbor."
Aww.
And then I go, "We can also do the Gettysburg and the first act of Miss Saigon." I would have loved to seen them do the first act of Miss Saigon, or at least a number.
That would have been amazing. And then finally, my last one was the one you said. But it's when Elliot's uterus starts glowing like E.T.
E's
that
finger.
Shit made me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
It was like phoning home. It was like that. It was like the uterus phoned home. Did somebody just have a baby?
Elliot. Yeah. Elliot can always sense. And it's just like E.T.'s finger. I've said that before in life and forgot that it was a Scrubs joke.
No, like, but freaking E.T.'s chest lights up too. It's not his heart light lights up.
That's what I was like, yeah. I forgot about that. I always thought it was just his finger.
No, no, no. It's chest. That's what freaking Turn On Your Heart Light's about. Neil Diamond, Turn On Your Heart Light.
I think Neil Diamond
wrote that.
Let it
shine wherever you go.
Don't you think Neil Diamond wrote that before E.T.?
No, he wrote that for E.T.
It's in E.T.?
No, look it up. It's about E.T. Turn on your heart light.
Too well, this is mind-blowing if true.
Let it shine wherever you go.
You're telling me that Neil Diamond's Heart Light song is about E.T.'s
glowing chest? He was so inspired by E.T. that he wrote, Turn on your heart light.
That's what I'm talking about. A reported $25,000 in lawyers for MCA felt this song infringed upon the copyright of the film.
What?
Let it shine wherever you go.
Wait a second. They sued him?
So
yeah,
the opposite.
According to Rolling Stone, they did.
Wait a second. This dude wrote the song inspired by E.T. and then they sued him? What a dumb lawsuit.
Turn on your heart light.
Sorry, you can't talk about our alien that way. What a stupid lawsuit. All right. Shadow Puppet Theater. Elliot's uterus is glowing.
My mom had a uterus. I lived in it.
And then JD finally gets to be godfather, and then
he gets to name the baby's name is Jennifer Dillon.
Jennifer
and
Dillon.
And that was the best squeal ever in the history of squeals.
He's so thrilled. And then, of course, as we mentioned at the top, this just beautiful, and I queued up 30 seconds of the song because it's a beautiful song by Keane, which is a band that's disappeared and I just used to love. I still love.
I walk along this empty land.
Why do I have to fly?
Yo, you know what my song is. Simple Things. Where have you gone?
This song is fire.
Yeah, dude, you know why it's fire? It's fire because that band was so dope. They had so many dope songs, man.
Yeah, if you don't know Keane, go back and listen to Keane. That band.
We need more from you, Keane.
Keane, come back.
Let's get back together.
Keane, I don't know what happened.
I had a great time backstage with y'all.
Keane, if your manager's listening, please get back together.
Do you remember that time we hung out backstage with them when they tore down the house with, and if we have a minute, why don't we go? Yeah.
The lead singer had the sickest voice. And
do you remember when they came and ate lunch at Scrubs?
No.
Yeah, dude. The whole band came to visit and sat down and we ate lunch with them. This British band, dude. And that's how, and then me, you, Raiden, Bill. Was Bill with us when we went?
I
think he was. But we went to the freaking see them at that in New York. I told the story on him.
Anyway, I love them. And if anyone listening knows them, please tell them to get back together. They're so talented. But anyway, I digress. That beautiful song that's titled A Bad Dream, if you want to listen to it. I'm only allowed to play a little bit. Underscores Judy's beautiful goodbye to Laverne that I always see people mentioning. That's one of the most moving moments in Scrubs, Judy's goodbye to Laverne. If anyone's ever lost someone and had to say goodbye, is I have too many times. It's just really so elegantly done and so beautifully acted, and I just think Judy is such a gifted artist. Scrubs Wiki mentioned that you can see a tear falling out of Aloma's eye.
I remember
which is just so beautiful because, I mean, the actress Aloma Wright was so moved that she cried from Judy's monologue.
Dude, I remember watching it and seeing Aloma crying and being like, oh shit, because we're right there for when For one of the shots, we're right there. It's a continuous shot. When she turns around, the three of us are standing there, and Judy comes out, and I hug her and everything like that. But I remember during in that take, you could see the tear coming down Aloma's face. That was a very powerful moment. Yeah. It was a really, really... Not only was the scene acted... Not only was the scene acted well, she was very strategic on how she did it, too. I don't know if Judy worked on it. I don't know what... If it was instinct, I don't know what it was. But to be able to start a scene and keep it on a joking side and trying to be funny the whole way through, and then getting to a moment where you can't be funny anymore because it hurts so much, yeah, and being able to convey that through camera is very, very difficult. It's a very, very challenging exercise in any form of acting to do that, to be happy, happy, I'm going to project happiness, but really I'm hurting, and then the tears come through.
Yeah.
Because at least for an actor, at least for me, when I'm set on crying, I'm going to fucking try and get to crying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She didn't do that. She started off.
She had to start the scene, you know, being in denial and trying to make some jokes, and just really elegantly done and beautifully directed by Victor Nelly.
Yeah, well done.
What else do we want to say? I think that we did the show. We don't have a guest today. Anything you want to add? Donald Faison, legendary member of the Screen Actors Guild?
I like Obi-Wan.
And it's glad not you like Obi-Wan.
And it's not because you're my friend.
Check out Obi-Wan. Check out episode 3. It's masterfully done.
I can't wait for episode 4. I'm not going to lie either.
And
like, I'm very interested to see what happens next. Because there's something... Wait, no, don't end on me, motherfucker. I'm talking about Star Wars, man.
Wu-Tang forever.
I am so excited to see what happens next because there are things that they need a redo.
Are you going to go see Top Gun? It made $1 zillion.
My wife wants to see it so bad.
You know,
Donald, it's so good.
You loved it, Joelle?
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
It was good for the very, very good weekend.
Here's the thing.
Can I speak? You're not letting me.
You spoke the whole fucking show, dude. All right, so look. did you see Top Gun when you were a young person, Joel?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Okay. Is it fan service? Like, Spider-Man's a very fan service, fan-heavy movie.
Yeah, you'll have your moments. It definitely, it makes many a callback. The camera loves to linger on the photo of Goose and Maverick.
Okay.
Clasping hands. It's you get the whole that opening montage on the ship deck where they're
Joelle,
like,
don't make Daniel delineate another spoiler.
no spoilers here. But yes, there are lots of moments that reference the original movie.
Carrie Brothers,
but okay, with all of that,
Carrie Brothers, who is a very big movie fan and sees everything. Donald, we hung out with him on Memorial Day, and he was like their publicist. He could not stop talking about how amazing it was. He said, definitely go see it in IMAX if you have access to one. And here in LA, he said, go to Man's Chinese. It's like a ride, he said.
Oh my God, I want to see it so bad. Is it for kids? Can kids watch it?
Oh yeah.
Because kids couldn't watch that first one. They was fucking in the first one.
There is a very brief love scene. So brief. Like,
I can't take my kids can't watch that shit.
They can handle it.
There's no even top.
No, because then sex is out of the question in my house, because if they hear any type of any sound, they're going to be like,
it's literally Jennifer Connelly
tackle kissing
onto a bed. She just falls backwards
we
onto
begin,
a bed.
Gabrielle Union and I begin to make out in Cheaper by the Dozen. They couldn't handle that.
All that is tackle kissing. Okay? That's nothing.
Tackle kissing.
Oh, my goodness.
They can handle tackle kissing?
Okay. They can handle parents tackle kissing.
Okay.
And I can get away with...
When you kiss
I can get away with. I can get away with if they were to walk into the room and we were doing something, being like, "We're tackle kissing. We're tackle kissing." I could get away with that probably.
I'm so panicked.
When you kiss Casey,
well, it would have to be. It ain't going to. Is it not going to be panicked, Joelle? Joelle, would it not be panicked?
When you
have children,
it would be the ruining of their lives at that moment.
When you kiss Casey in front of them, do they go, "Ew"?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God,
they can't take it. They can't take it. If it happens on screen, I don't think they've seen you kiss Gabrielle Union in Cheaper by the Dozen. The minute you go in, they're like, oh God, here we go.
They looked away.
They look away. Here goes that nasty shit again.
All right, everybody, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really love it that you listen. And that's it. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Donald, count us out.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's our stories that you all should know.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey, guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.